This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May of this year. We're talking about no other than CLS Holdings USA, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol CLSH. With us today is the President and Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Andrew Glasshow. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett. I appreciate it. It's good to be back.
You know, I noticed that the press release that you put out today is some very exciting news. If I understand the pre-roll deal, this is an average wholesale price around $3, and this will probably add anywhere from 8 to 10 million on your annual revenues. That being said, with about a 50% gross profit margin, we're talking about $3 million on the earnings, 2 or 3 cents added onto your earnings with a 20 multiplier, if you will. That should put your stock around 40 or 50 cents a share. Now, I'm not a genius, but that's the numbers I came up with, and that's my personal opinion. Let me ask you this. Can you discuss the pre-roll joint venture and that you just announced this morning, and what does that mean to your company?
Yeah, thanks, Everett. It's a big deal for us. So what we've been able to do is procure enough raw material, biomass, trim, as well as flour, in order for us to be able to produce upwards of 300,000 pre-rolls a month, half-gram pre-rolls, 0.8-gram pre-rolls, 1-gram infused pre-rolls. And your projections or your analysis, which you led with, actually is correct. So we'll start to produce most likely in November. We are nice. Setting up and have built out a really nice pre-roll room. We've got the machinery, which is being set up now in order to meet the demand. And as part of this transaction, which is really nice, a lot of the product that we're going to be selling into the market will be done with pre-orders. So we'll actually have firm orders as time goes by here, to be able to distribute these to the many retailers in the state of Nevada. So it is really exciting for us, and it's something that is, I'll phrase or characterize as capital light. We have the infrastructure to be able to do this. It's going to go into, you know, our existing facility. So the ramp up should be relatively quick, and the order and or demand for this product is very high. Again, we think will be the most competitive, highest quality product in the Nevada market.
You know, for a company is doing millions and millions of dollars in revenues, your company has been very quiet over the last one or two quarters. That being said, let's talk about your operations. How's everything going since the last time we spoke back in May, I believe?
Yeah, we continue to execute at a really high level. We continue to see revenues from both divisions are really doing quite well. We've been able to maintain our margins in a competitive market. And interestingly enough, we have seen very little deterioration or slowdown since government funding stopped in the last, call it, 2 to 3 weeks. It was something that we were concerned about, but we're just not seeing any real appreciable slowdown. And that's exciting to us because I think it lends itself to the stickiness of cannabis, and people continue to use, and the market for us continues to grow, and we can continue to see new customers on the wholesale and the retail side on a daily basis. Additionally, we just started shipping product in New Mexico, so our New Mexico venture is starting to generate some revenue and some returns for us. And we anticipate, particularly with the, with REC coming on board in New Mexico in March or April of next year, we anticipate that we'll have some decent revenue or substantial revenue generated in the state of New Mexico, which, again, it's another jurisdiction for us, and we're incredibly excited.
You know, as I do my research before every show that CEOs come on con there, I was looking back, and I can't help to mention this. I think it's been over 3 years. So you guys have, been back into the capital markets to raise any money. Why is that?
Yeah, it's a good question. And one of the things that we've really had to do and really focused on is trying to prudently manage our balance sheet without having to further dilute and or dilute our existing shareholder base. And so we've been able to do that. I think that we're very close, if not there already, to be, cash flow positive, to start to generate some profits. We continue to reinvest in the business, but we have not had to, and I think we've done a really good job at kind of prudently, managing the balance sheet. And I would say really what we're embarking on here is what I'll call kind of an asset-light strategy. We really don't have the desire at the moment to go out and make any really big, huge deals that require copious amounts of capital. We're going to utilize the infrastructure that we have in order to continue to grow the business. And furthermore, we will look more towards partnerships and joint ventures as opposed to, 100% acquisitions of assets. We just think right now it's smart to remain conservative, and I hope that strategy, pays off for us. I think it will.
Can you give us any kind of an update, or this even has an impact on your business, or did have an impact on your business, the Delta variant? I don't know how Vegas is going out there, and are people showing up and going to shows or going to Vegas? Are they coming in your stores? Could you just give us a little bit of a breath of that? How does the breath look like?
Yeah. I would say the following. In the first couple of weeks of September, we certainly experienced what I'll call a bit of a downdraft in revenues. The last half of September, we seem to be seeing, ramping right back up. And I don't know if that was the direct result of the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Vegas went through, another wave,
right,
probably more seriously in Vegas and Nevada than the rest of the country. And I do believe that that had an effect of traffic coming into the store, but it seems with the Delta variant becoming less and less, in other words, the numbers continue to go down in Vegas as far as those, that have COVID and that are getting COVID, hospitalizations seem to come down. I think people are less wary about coming out of their homes and shopping. And then I think you've got things like the Las Vegas Raiders, that has a big effect. And
yep,
kind of the city ginned up. But clearly, I think there is some hesitancy from tourists and from locals to be as, let's call it, as aggressive in some of the things that they were doing, when there were no mask mandates. I clearly think that that's had, a small effect on the overall market in Vegas. But we are excited that, and we'll be a presenter. We are really excited for MJ Biz. That'll be a 10, 30, 40, 50,000, whatever the number is, people coming in. We'll all be masked up and all, have our vaccination cards. But that'll be the first time in 2 years, that we've had this conference, which is meaningful for everybody in the business and, gives us a venue to talk shop with everybody.
You talked earlier, you touched upon it about the New Mexico. You made an investment out there. Where are we at on that?
We're manufacturing products as we speak. We started with our line of tinctures out there, which are number one in Nevada. And, we're selling, currently selling, or seeing orders for, thousands of units and we just, again, recently started shipping those out. And I think that if you were to look at our quarter ended in November, you know, because we're on a fiscal year, but if you looked at our quarter in November, I think you'll see some revenue. I think you'll see some nice contributions from New Mexico.
Before I let you go, and I'm glad you come back on the show, it's been a little while, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, I think that you can have confidence in the management team because we really are trying to do the right thing and trying to do it prudently. And I think that as we look into 2022, between New Mexico, between City Trees, between Oasis, the dispensary, we have just applied recently for our consumption lounge, which we are, you know, confident that we'll get some traction there. With the pre-roll deal that we just announced, you know, this is a company that could do, you know, could do two times the amount of revenue that we did in fiscal year ended May 31st, 2021. But I think that we will be in a very good position, and I'm highly confident that we will report some good results and give some people, at least I hope, some desire to, you know, get closer to us, buy some shares, whatever the case may be.
For my listeners, listen up. Again, this is my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it. I think the company is grossly undervalued here, around 14 cents. You know, I always call it, there's three zones, the loading zone, the holding zone or the waiting zone, and then the sell zone. Well, we're definitely in the buy zone right here. I think it's very undervalued. Their market cap is under $18 million. Their revenues were above that last year. And I think this is a good place to take an entry. Again, that's my personal opinion. Andrew, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. Please don't wait 4 or 5 months to come back on my show. Come back in the next 60 days and give us an update.
You got it, buddy. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.